another episode of the Mindset Podcast. It's your host, Alex Muir, helping you flex your mind, body, and soul. In today's episode 77, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Tiffany Smith. Dr. Tiffany Smith is a trailblazing, doctoral, prepared, functional, psychiatric nurse practitioner and founder of Aroma Functional Nutrition, helping clients achieve optimal health in mind and body by getting to the root of their issues. A graduate of aromatherapy from the American College of Health Sciences, she found her calling by helping her combat veteran husband recover holistically from chronic pain, PTSD, depression, and anxiety. She specializes in supporting stressed out but successful BIPOC entrepreneurs in creating a tailored treatment plan that focuses on nutrition, lifestyle, and mental and physical health. She believes that everyone has the power to heal themselves and that it's her job to help them root them back into their own power. Dr. Tiffany is a proud Blue Star mother with her son currently serving in the military. Please welcome Dr. Tiffany Smith to the podcast. And this episode is brought to you by RadioGuestList.com, the number one free radio guest, podcast, and talk show guest expert interview booking service on the internet. This episode is brought to you by PodcastGuest.com, connecting podcasters with great guests. Podcasters, find relevant experts and other podcasters to be guests on your podcast. Experts, guests, and more. Get booked on great podcasts to expand your reach and audience. PodcastGuest.com connects podcasters with experts, authors, and other podcasters to be guests on their podcasts. Disclaimer: all information provided by Alex Muir is of general nature and is spoken from Alex Muir's and his guests' personal experiences and personal opinions on the topics related to fitness, health, and education only. No information is to be taken as medical or other health advice pertaining to any specific health or medical condition. You agree that use of this information is at your own risk and hold Alex Muir harmless from any and all losses, liabilities, injuries, or damages resulting from any and all claims. And we're live. Welcome to the Mindset Podcast. This is your host, Alex Muir, helping you flex your mind, body, and soul. And today's episode 77, we're going to be talking with Dr. Tiffany M. Smith. Dr. Tiffany, welcome to the show. Happy to have you on the Mindset Podcast this morning.
And, yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'm super pumped that I got the referral from Kimberly Spencer. She's an amazing, she was an amazing guest on the Mindset Podcast. And she forwarded me your info, and I was very intrigued by your background and you know, everything that you've done with your career and, you know, everything that you continue to do, especially with in the space of like helping veterans, you know, that are coming out of the military, Navy, with, you know, potential PTSD. It is a large challenge that a lot of, you know, people in the military and for yourself, right? You mentioned that when I was looking at your bio, your husband was a medical combat veteran. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. And just him going through that process, right? And being in pain and then, you know, not wanting to take any pharmaceutical drugs for the pain management. And with your background in healthcare, you know, be able to help him navigate through that journey, but finding another solution because he refused to take any pharmaceutical drugs or anything like that. So,
well, let me share the story.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, I'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, so I'm Dr. Tiffany M. Smith. I am an integrative and functional psychiatric nurse practitioner. And what that means is that I look at the whole person and the whole lifestyle of that person. And I treat them from a whole person and root cause basis instead of just you coming in and saying that you're sad and I give you an anti-sad pill, or you're anxious, I give you an anti-anxiety pill. We really find out what's going on, not only in your life and in your environment, but physiologically as well. And so the functional medicine is identifying physiologically where there is dysfunction. And I got on this journey to become this type of practitioner from my husband. And my husband was served in the Army as a combat medic in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and then also became a nurse in the military. And over time, he started to have more progressive symptoms in regards to pain. And with pain comes depression and anxiety and sleep disturbances, as well as there were PTSD symptoms also. And so while we're leaning into our healthcare system for answers, because that's what we're trained in and that's what we know, it got to a point where we realized that the value that we were getting out of the solutions that were provided didn't actually equate to value for us. And an example of that would be that, for example, muscle relaxers would have him down for 3 days. So he's still not engaging in life. And he was at the point where he was basically bedbound and in chronic extreme pain, over 10 out of 10 all the time. And so he's withdrawn, you know, from the family. He can't go grocery shopping anymore. He can't attend the kids' schools, events, and things like that. And so then you give something and say, okay, the muscle relaxer will help you have less pain, but you're still not engaged in life because now you're drowsy and loopy. And so, and then there's invasive options as well. And so we realize that these options weren't getting us the quality of life that we wanted to have. And so he said, forget it all. I don't want none of that. Okay, so Mr. Love of My Life, what are we supposed to do? And so that started the journey. And so what we found, the first thing that we found, and it wasn't right away, we searched and, you know, had to just be open to the universe, but aromatherapy was the first measure. And the aromatherapy, I was exposed to it by a network marketing company, but no one really had education at that time in how to utilize aromatherapy. As medical professionals, we know this impacts your body for you to get the results. How do I know when enough is enough or not enough, or the frequency, or even contraindications to use essential oils? So I got a degree in aromatherapy and I created blends, and those blends started to work for him. And he loved it because he didn't have to take anything orally. I was touching him, so we had more intimacy, and he had pain relief. So there were so many facets to the benefit of using aromatherapy to help him with his physical pain, in addition to mental and environmental. So that was the first crutch in our treatment plan. So he started getting, so I would rub him, put the oils on, and within a minute, he's up. And we're like, hey, what you doing up? How, you know, and he's pain-free. He's engaging. You know, now we're back into our life again. So then the next thing was, okay, what can we do to prevent us to ever have to go back there again? So we start working on lifestyle. And in lifestyle, you know, we're looking at the things that we know and taught, how to eat better and things like that. But there was a whole realm of medicine called lifestyle medicine and functional medicine. And so I dug into that and got advanced training. And so we started to implement and put a lot of lifestyle factors and changes into our life to support our health and well-being. And then I realized I'm listening to my patients and they're on a similar trajectory. And I said, I got to bring everything we're doing into my practice, because it's going to serve so many people. You know, when you think about going to get mental health care, you're really at the lowest point of dealing with your challenges.
You
can almost feel like a failure. You may feel like you're broken. I mean, clients have told me they've been in the parking lot when I was face to face for like 30 minutes, just dealing with anxiety about coming in to get seen. And so what I want to do is empower people on the ways they can take control of their mental health care, to really delineate, you know, is it the circumstance? Is it something really physiological? Where am I at? How can I support the current treatment that I have? And how can I prevent challenges and mental health challenges when they come? And so that's what brings me to also named our company after the modalities that helped us, which is aroma, functional nutrition, psychiatry.
I love it. He integrated them all together. That's awesome.
And I've never heard of someone using aromatherapy for to help alleviate pain management. This is the first time I've heard of it, and that's insane. 'Cause I know with aromatherapy, right? Especially lavenders and mints and stuff like that, they have that effect on the body, like the muscles and stuff like that. So why don't you tell our listeners, when you're making your own tinctures for your husband, or you were mentioning that you're combining different ingredients together. Was it those kinds of ingredients like lavenders and mints and stuff like that? Or was it, or yeah, I guess eucalyptus mint, or what kind of mixtures were you finding that were helping?
Well, because I'm in school, I understand each oil and reviewed all of the research that showed how it could help in the body. And then also looking at the contraindications for use and what it's known for. So I utilized oils based on their therapeutic benefits and then also any contraindications. Like, for example, that like lavender is relaxing, but maybe you take blood pressure medication. You have to watch using medications that make you relax because you can make your blood pressure too low. So that's a contraindication, for example. So the oils, not to spew off like different names, because it depends on the person. And the person has to resonate with the fragrance of the oil is number one. You can have an adverse or a positive response to something you smell. So you smell your mom's chocolate chip cookies, you feeling good, but maybe you smell lavender and it just kind of doesn't set with you, right? So you gotta look at what the client likes to smell and then those therapeutic benefits. And then you have to look at the ratios and how to use them together. So it's not an easy question to answer because you have these considerations, and which is why I needed to go back to school because I wanted to use it effectively because it's just so not invasive, like a lot of our procedures that we use.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, you've already touched on it a little bit, but your husband's journey highlights the importance of identifying and addressing the root causes of health issues. What steps can individuals take to advocate for their own holistic well-being and ensure that their treatment plans go beyond medication?
So we have to take time to get to know ourselves. And we believe at Aroma Functional Nutrition Psychiatry in, I use the word tracking yourself. My husband used the word public, your personal health records, where you are keeping up with, how are you sleeping? You're keeping up with when you feel tired during the day. So let's talk about some common things. How do you feel when you wake up? Are you energized? Do you hit the snooze? How was your energy level throughout the day? Did you get that 2 o'clock slump? Do you need coffee to help get you going? Are you irritable an hour after eating a piece of chocolate cake? You want to take time to start to track yourself and learn yourself, and then you can better express yourself to healthcare providers and say, no, that doesn't quite make sense because every day at 3 o'clock, I feel like this. So I'm thinking I need to probably just add another snack. I don't think that I'm hypoglycemic where I need to do all of these regimens. I just need to balance. I need more of a balance. You can be more educated. I know one time I realized I was having some shortness of breath, like asthma attack when I was driving to work. And I told the doctor, and he was trying to say, oh, it's anxiety. It's anxiety. No, it's not anxiety. He's ready to put me on Xanax. I don't have anxiety. When I'm driving in a particular part of town, I become short of breath. I believe that it is allergies. It's something in the air. And I don't know how to manage my allergies or, what to do about that. But he's going down this other path. So it's very important to understand yourself and be able to specifically say, these are things that are going on with me. This is the pattern and trends I see with myself. And the other thing is listening to yourself. What is your body telling you you should do? I need to drink more water. I need to get up. I need to exercise. Listen to your body and start to do what your body is telling you to do. And that way, you might clean up some things and you don't have to go see anybody for any healthcare issues.
There is always the like the option of like always check in with yourself. I love that because especially nowadays, of how hard it can be. Well, because I'm from Canada, and even though we have universal health care, you know, to get in to see someone when you have something major, it's a huge challenge. It's a major backlog to see specialists. And so that's why for myself, I've always wanted to be my own biggest health advocate, like take care of myself first. So
right.
that will limit the possibility and the chances of me having to go in to see a specialist for something. But
right.
if I have to go in, I'll go in. I if there's anything abnormal, I always like to go in. I always like to utilize our healthcare professionals. Absolutely. But at the same time, I have to take charge of my own health, make sure I'm, you know, and I know myself really well, make sure I get in that daily, like you're talking about mental health. For me, I've always suffered with a bit of anxiety, but I've been a lot better at managing it because of the daily meditation practice that I've adopted. So for years, it was all about building up my body. And as I built up my body, it primed my mind. So my mind was in a better place. But then the next half of it that I had to learn was, okay, when I go through something challenging at work or personally, and you know, my emotions are all over the place, how do I manage that? So that's when meditation became a tool that I wanted to utilize. So with exercise, like you said, you know, whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't have to be weight training. It can be hiking, running, walking, you know, and then having that daily nutrition, right? Like the balanced meals. Like a lot of people have been advocates for fasting, and I am as well. But I did notice that I was starting to binge eat when I broke my fast, which it puts a lot of strain on the digestive system, right? So why I had to dial that back. Like I can do fasting, but I would prefer to just have my, you know, 4 to 5 meals a day, smaller meals. Cause then it's just a lot less strain on the digestion system, because I had issues when I would binge eat. And then I've had it forever where I would be eating a meal. It was a lot of food and it just put too much stress on my stomach, and it would just get stuck. It would just get stuck and it wouldn't go down some nights. And it was like, and I went to the doctor about it, and I thought it was my abnormally large uvula. That thing, right? At the back of your throat, like to help digest the food. And then they're like, yeah, you do have a large uvula, but it's not that. And they just couldn't figure it out. And it just turns out the last time I was at the doctor, he's just like, yeah, you know what? It sounds like, you know, just either don't fast as long or cut out fasting and just eat more regularly, smaller meals. And that just seems to work the best for me. And I haven't had any digestive issues since going back to the regular eating, right? So yeah, it's very customary, like you said, to each individual, because fasting, you know, I think that's just my body's way telling me fasting, it just doesn't work for me.
I think it's more of the way you fast. So we have a program called Brain Body Being Reboot Camp, and we do utilize intermittent fasting and keto aspects. We don't believe in any particular diet, but you know, lifestyle and what works for you. But in that, we have this homeopathic spray that helps to manage the cravings and helps you kind of level out a little bit so you don't do that binge. So we help you to be able to intermittent fast without feeling like you have to binge, or feeling like you have to, or maybe even mentally you might feel like there's a lack and you want to get back what you feel like you sacrificed. We can help you with that in our program. And so it might just be other ways you could tweak it to still have intermittent fasting. But you know, what you're doing is great. It's like, again, what works for you, but also just, I wouldn't give up on the fasting if you didn't want to. It's just the way you could just not do a shorter, I'm sorry, a longer feeding time and a shorter fasting time, and then just tweak it and try it different ways for yourself. And then it's a matter of what you're eating too. But, you know, we can have that conversation when you join the Brain Body Being Reboot Camp.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. And in your practice, you work with individuals who experience anxiety and stress. Can you discuss the connection between anxiety and the brain and provide some tips or techniques for managing anxiety in daily life?
Yeah. So anxiety and stress, you know, they're very individual.
Yeah.
Let's say that. And so like dealing with the root cause, of course, will help. It can be dealing with beliefs and the way you think about things. So the first question is, why does this make me so anxious? Why does this bring these feelings into me? And really self-reflecting on why it triggers you in that way. But then, because what's happening is in our brains, we have the amygdala. And if you remember the movie Inside Out, it was this little red man like thing, and he would just be like flame on type of guy, right? Immediately fight. He wasn't flight, he was fight. And we can control that fight or flight. We just have to start to retrain and reprogram our beliefs, just shift our beliefs. And so that's why we first have to understand, what is it that we believe? What is it that we're thinking? Why is this so triggering? And then that determines your next step, because it could be very triggering from something from childhood past, which means you may need to really uncover that in counseling or therapy. It may be like you saw something on television and you saw the test dummy test a car, and now you're afraid of car accidents and you really have to find a way to control that. And so, like, for example, I may say I'll put a protective bubble around me in the car and nothing can penetrate. And that's a way that I would manage anxiety on the roads. Stepping out of some certain situations, and I think you've even alluded to some of this about, you know, stepping away and breathing.
Yeah.
And just taking a moment for yourself and know that that's okay. You know, it's okay to stop the presses and take a moment. You know, as a nurse, you know, so as a nurse practitioner, I'm a nurse first, and you work 12-hour shifts, you're busy taking care of patients in the hospital. And the one thing that you have to stop doing is go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to take that same type of pressure and push and drive for your own mental health care. You stop the presses. Everything stops. I got to step away and remove myself from the situation. Because for me, there's some techniques, some steps. I want you to, one, calm down, find a way to bring yourself to a more centered place when you're dealing with a situation. Because if you can't get yourself to a centered place, you can't think to problem solve your situation. And I encourage people to find that way to get centered. There's a lots of ways that it can be done. We've talked about breathing, meditation, yoga. You know, I say if you go to the bathroom and you're at work, it's the middle of the day, you can't really remove yourself. Go to use the restroom and listen to your favorite song. Just, you know, it's 3 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And that's a way to take just a minute for yourself to kind of bring you back, you know. Put on that song, you know, I'm every woman for the women. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, I do it naturally. Or some of the Lizzo.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I do my hair toss and check my nails. And, you know, baby, how you feel? I'm feeling good as hell, you know. So get some of that motivation, just kind of refuel you, and then go back into your situation. And that'll help you manage it a little bit better. And these are just kind of short-term things, but find yourself in these suggestions to help manage your anxiety and stress. And so you want to also manage your anxiety and stress, because think of how cortisol, we know, increases with stress. It's a fat-storing hormone, all right? When they talk about stress, weight, that's true, because your cortisol is elevated. Cortisol, it interrupts thyroid hormone production, serotonin and melatonin production. So that right there, you know, is your anxiety. You can't sit still. You're kind of like ADHD symptoms. You can't sleep. You're not happy. All of that is impacted with stress. So it's very important to master the skill of getting centered. Yeah. And then that'll help manage those hormones.
I loved how you brought up music, listening to your favorite song, because anytime it's been a tough day for me, and let's say I haven't meditated or I haven't got to exercise yet, or it's just been just a crazy day, like putting on a certain song gets me out of that triggered the anxiety or the stress that I was encountering. Right. So like you said, Lizzo, she does a great job at helping people reset like that. I think that song's on like every day at work for me. So, so anytime, right, you've had like a lineup of clients or whatever, it's just been back to back to back, you know how it is, and or patients, and you're just like, holy smokes, I need a minute. And then And then that song comes on, right? It's she does a great job. That's a mental reset song for sure. And it's very uplifting, right? So your energy immediately shifts because she's so happy, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of music in the industry is I don't mean to say it, but it's like depressing because a lot of people they've encountered these challenges with life, and then it's like the song is about them like kind of dwelling on it a little bit. But there is a silver lining. It talks about them getting out of whatever that situation was, a depressive episode or whatever. But you don't hear as much music about people. They're just like loving life and like enjoying the moment. And Lizzo is like the epitome of that. So.
Yeah. You know, but sometimes you get a music soundtrack, you know, and it's like, I love this music, but I hate what they say. Yeah. So I just make the song my thing.
Yeah.
I change everything that they're saying to mean something else. Even if I use their words, the song can mean something different than what they say to me so that I can still rock with the vibe.
Yeah. Because that's what I've noticed about music. Like, I don't always listen to the lyrics because like my fiance or my friends are like, Jesus, Alex, those lyrics aren't very good. I'm like, I'm not listening to the lyrics. I'm listening to the sound, like the instrumentals, the guitar, right? That's what I'm really after. Like, because I was doing research on it too. And like certain songs do deliver that, like hit a dopamine or serotonin.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they do help you, especially when I'm training and I need to get to that. I'm like getting gassed and I'm wanting to just get that extra oomph. Or whatever, right? I'm like, you know, doing a chore that I don't want to do. The music helps, right?
Yes.
And
you hit on a great point, you know, because what I like to do is help people find those ways to create their own natural serotonin. You don't need SSRI. You can create your own. When you sit in that situation that's holding you down, what do you expect to happen? You have to shift in some kind of way. And it's hard to do it by yourself sometimes. And I think that the number one thing that people need is community. Mm. A lot of my clients, I feel, really just benefit from talking to someone.
Yeah.
And really getting some things off of their chest, hearing a perspective, and then now they're able to move forward. And when they come, they're crying and they feel so broken. And I'm like, you're going to be okay. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. And we go through the whole lifestyle and talk about everything. And we start to put together the pieces and what's really going on. And there isn't anything wrong with the person. It's just that it's been so overbearing that you feel like it's you and it's all of this. I'm like, no, these are influences that are impressing upon you. And now that you realize it, let's address those. And no medication, you know? So that's why I want people to empower themselves. You know, you don't have to come and see me. You got to just plug in those things. You got to have. So one of the things you asked about and talked in your questions was resiliency.
Yeah.
And I believe in resiliency plans, meaning like, you know, if I'm feeling like this, I'm going to go listen to Lizzo and then I'm going to call my girlfriend tonight or I'm going to go hang out with the guys. I'm going to go exercise. You know, I'm not feeling my best. These are the things I do when I'm not feeling my best. So that's one of your plans. And so you create this resiliency type of a plan to help you move through life. Identify your communities and safe spaces and lean into them when you need to. Those are going to be some great ways to help you naturally manage your body, manage your hormones and your brain neurotransmitters naturally without having to need a provider like me.
No, absolutely. I like how you talk about the resiliency planning and one other type of music, going back to music one more time. One other type of music that I didn't listen to before, but I started listening to as soon as COVID hit because it was a little more turbulent time emotionally. For a lot of people and for myself included, I started researching, started coming up on Spotify and Apple music playlists was lo-fi beats. So low fidelity beats are purposely offbeat with when someone sings, they'll be singing and then it'll get cut off and then it'll be instrumental and then they'll sing, right? And it's like, for whatever reason, that just was like my first layer of defense against if I'm anticipating a stressful event, I turn on lo-fi beats, holy smokes. I just like, it was like the biggest like relaxation. It's just like when you hear birds chirping in the morning or like the wind against the trees. It's like, that's what lo-fi beats was for me. And I've been listening to it ever since, but like, it's,
I love that.
Yeah. And that talking about getting recentered, resiliency planning, that's that every time things are getting tense or anything like that.
Yeah.
I always go home, like during work for my lunch, and I listen to lo-fi beats. That's like my main form of music.
That is awesome. And you know, the journey is beautiful. Finding yourself, what works for you. It's a beautiful journey. I would rather do that journey than to sit and be reminded of my challenges.
Yeah.
So the journey is beautiful to dig into yourself more. And how cool is it learning about lo-fi, right?
Yeah.
What else will you find in the next week, the next day, the next month? It's such a great exploration and adventure to learn more about yourself. And that's what I want to encourage people to do. Dig into yourself and remove the distractions so you can live your best life.
No, absolutely. And one last question, because we've got just under 7 minutes left there. I want to talk about social media. Hold on here. Oh, yeah. So can you talk about the impact of technology and social media on our mental health and communication skills? Because I know this is, you know, social media is very prominent. A lot of, you know, teenagers, young kids are using it, but it's creating a lot of challenges with our ability to communicate in an effective manner. Now, I believe that, you know, social media is okay, but it can make things more difficult because like when we have our phone, even in our pocket, even though we haven't even received a notification yet, the anticipation of receiving any kind of notification or wanting to check it can sometimes cloud our headspace when we want to be present with someone. Mm-hmm. So like, what are some strategies for finding a healthy balance and utilizing technology in a positive way, but still being able to be present with your, you know, the ones that we love or our friends, family, et cetera? What would you recommend there?
So I'm not sure how old you might be, but back in the day, it used to be where stores weren't open on Sundays. There was only so many television shows. And when they went off, you went to bed. Everybody got together on Sunday after church and we ate together and we played in the park. And we had these societal lifestyle ways that were actually healthy.
Yeah.
And we don't have that now.
Yeah.
We don't have those boundaries, those societal norms that were in place then. Now we have to figure out our boundaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, and recreate what was really already in place to support us. So what's important is we need to leverage technology. When we didn't have this technology, we wish we had technology to help our lives be better. And so bringing this question up shows how technology can be a disruptor in our lives, but we have to think about how can I use this to make life better?
Yeah.
So we have to set the boundaries and use technology to support us. So for an example, do not disturb.
Yeah.
Set your do not disturb so for example, you don't want to get disturbing news before you go to bed because you're not going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
However, you can also leverage your do not disturb so the important people that need to reach you can reach you.
Yeah.
So if my teenage son is out and I got my do not disturb on, I can still get his call if he needs me. So I don't have to worry about him reaching me, but I'm unplugged from anything that could distract me. Turn off some of the unnecessary notifications. Everything you download, they want to notify you of things.
Yeah.
Shut some of that off and just keep the main ones. If you need to stay on top of your email, have that be your email notification. But I prioritize and bundle things in a certain way. No phones at the dinner table.
Yeah.
No phone when I'm talking to you. Eye to eye contact. That's how I see people like take their phones and turn it over and set it down. But the presence of the phone, I think, still is like you just said, the anticipation of something's going on somewhere on this phone. And you want to create in everything you do a way to step away from it and be okay. And then again, self-reflecting, why do you have to be so attached to this device? Why is it so important to stay up on the trends? What is important about that to you? So leveraging the technology to help you disconnect. And when you talk about social media, I mean, you have to also talk about the way we consume news.
Absolutely.
And that's huge. Ain't no, they're not giving you good news, you know, and then we don't know what's really the truth or not. And so you want to minimize all of that. So when I talked about disruptions, disturbances in for us not being able to take care of ourselves, these are those. If you want to use technology to help you, use it to help you track your sleep, your heart rate, your steps. Use your technology to help you build you, and then really critically judge the other things you're consuming and ask yourself, how is this hurting me or harming me or building me? And how, you know, does it fit into who I am and what I want to be?
I love it. Well, that's all the time we got for today, Dr. Tiffany. I absolutely loved our podcast today. You've delved into a lot of deep topics and a lot of areas where people do need help, and they want to, and they, you know, they're using some current modalities, but maybe those modalities might not be working. So I would, you know, if our listeners want to find you, connect with you, where you, what platforms are you most active on? And you did talk about your brain and body optimization program. So is that all? Yeah.
So this is what you can do. I have an app now, and it's called Mental Wellness Unlocked. And the objective of the app is to really start to get you more into your life and taking control of yourself and what you have going on. So you start to put the spotlight in different areas of your life and take control. So Mental Wellness Unlocked, and it'll lead you to all the other programs and things that I have going on. It's on Apple and Spotify.
Absolutely. And do you have your own podcast as well?
I do have a podcast. It's actually called It's More Than Just a Pill, but I have not really maxed it out yet. So I'm trying to decide what's the best way to support the community with that podcast. So I want it to be different and unique, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Awesome. Well, appreciate your time today, Tiffany. I'll get the audio out to you probably later this afternoon, edited with social media post and an audiogram. So really appreciate your time.
When will this go out?
Probably later today. I'm going to aim for 6 o'clock.
You're going to post this episode tonight?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I got the help of a digital assistant.
All right. Cause I wanted to do some updates on the app, but that's okay. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Oh yeah. No, whatever you prefer. Yeah. The Mindset Mission. The Mindset's mission is to empower 30 plus million listeners worldwide to achieve optimal mental and physical health through engaging podcasts, inspiring positive change for future generations. Dear listeners, I thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Mindset Podcast. This is your host, Alex Muir, helping you flex your mind, body, and soul. And I just want to start off by saying, I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. I appreciate your feedback on my episodes and following the show. And I would like your feedback as well in the form of a short rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Spotify Podcast now has a rating and review section. So I would love your feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. To help me attract great guests and to help me further the show and develop the show and improve the show. So hopefully you guys all enjoyed this episode. And again, you can reach out to me to give additional feedback on my blog. That's alexandermuir.com/blog. You can reach out to me on through my Instagram, through Facebook. All my links are in the show notes. And again, I appreciate you and thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed that special guest series episode brought to you by RadioGuestList.com. If you enjoyed this podcast interview with myself and my guests,
and you'd like to give me some feedback, please do so by leaving a short review on Apple Podcasts under Mindcep Podcast. That's MINDCEP, the Mindcep Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll be happy to hear your feedback. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so as well on social media or on my blog. That's Alexander Muir, A-L-X-A-N-D-E-R, Muir, M as in Mike, U-I-R.com. And thank you for listening, and see y'all next time.